please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Jessica Jankowski is joining us this morning from One Blood.
Hi, good morning.
That is a great company name.
It is.
One Blood.
Yes. We all have blood, so it all comes from somewhere to help other people.
That's so cool. And you used to be the CBCC.
Yes, we were formerly Community Blood Center of the Carolinas here in the Carolinas.
Got it. And One Blood, they were already in existence?
Yes. One Blood was originally formed in the state of Florida with the combination of three separate blood centers that came together as one. And then now CBCC is a part of One Blood, and now we expand all the way up into the Carolinas here.
And if people don't know, One Blood is a nonprofit blood center that supplies blood to our region's hospitals.
Atrium Health is a very large health system and continuing to expand. So the blood products that we were providing for those hospitals had to expand with it. Still, the blood that is being collected here in North and South Carolina is still going to our local regional hospitals. Our testing and manufacturing of the blood products is still happening here in the Carolinas, so it is going straight to our local hospitals.
Yeah, that's 250 hospitals. That's a lot of hospitals.
It is a lot of hospitals. Lots of patients in those hospitals, too.
And you're going to have, can I call it a party, a scary party?
Sure.
Okay. We're having a scary party September the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yes. Scarowinds did that strategically when they decided on their opening night. And what another great way for them to give back to the community is by also hosting a blood drive with us that night as well.
So, Carowinds, opening night. A lot of people probably have already bought their tickets.
Yes. So, even if you've already bought your tickets for opening night of Scarowinds, do not worry. You can still use your ticket that night. But the ticket that you will get for saving a life by donating blood with us on the 13th will be transferable through the entire period of Scarowinds in 2019.
Got it. And we must bring our ID in order to donate.
Yes, you do. So if you are 16, you'll need a signed parental consent form, but you will need federal ID, as well as we want you to be at least 110 pounds and feeling well and healthy that day, because we don't want you to come in sick. We just want you to feel the best that you can to be able to help those other people.
Talk about helping other people. 1 in 7 people entering the hospital will need blood.
Yes.
1 in 3 of them will need a blood transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. That's not planned. Like, I'm going to need a blood transfusion on a certain day. Maybe they can.
Right.
But when you get into an accident, guess what?
Yep. But accidents are not the only reason why people need blood transfusions. Blood transfusions are needed across the gamut of a hospital. Actually, cancer patients are the number one transfused patient in the hospital. So truly, most of the patients that we are serving are cancer patients. But you also have sickle cell patients, which also need blood transfusions regularly. So you're feeding a wide gamut of people that actually need blood products that are not just the people that are coming through the ER that we normally think of, or when we have those tragedy situations where people need blood products as well.
What is the rarest? This is trivia here. What is the rarest blood type?
So it actually, there are many rare blood types. It really depends. So there are different factors that are attached to your blood that make yourself rare. So for example, with One Blood, they had a little girl named Zainab who had a very rare blood type that we did a worldwide call for blood donors. And there, I believe, only had a few blood donors throughout the entire world that were matched to actually give her a blood transfusion. So that's so many people we have in our world. There are only a few people that were actually able to help her and save her life through her treatment. So there are different ones that are very rare. It really depends on what kind of factor you're talking about. And that is way over my head scientific wise. Yeah. But there are numerous factors that attach to your blood antibody that make it rare.
If you give blood, you know your blood type.
Yes. And that is a perk of actually coming and donating with us. You'll be able to know your blood type moving forward.
And platelets. Explain the platelets, please.
Yes. So your blood is actually composed of numerous units or pieces of your blood. So you have your red blood cells, you have plasma, you have white blood cells, and you have platelets. All are in the unit of blood that is coming out when you do a whole blood donation, which is normally what you're doing in a donor chair at a blood drive, like at the Scarowinds blood drive. So when it's going back to our lab for processing and testing. So we do rigorous testing to make sure the blood product that we are supplying to our hospital is the safest possible unit of blood for that patient that is going to receive it. But with that, they're also splitting the blood into the different components. So you can take that whole blood unit that you're donating and split it into just platelets, which are the blood clotting factor. So it's when you're bleeding, like you cut your finger with a paper cut, that is what's stopping that bleeding, is the platelets that are responding to your body. White blood cells help fight infection. And then red blood cells and plasma, the plasma is like the water lubrication to your blood to help it move through your body. So it's very fascinating that there are numerous pieces to just that big bag of blood that you're donating, that truly that's how you get the, for every donation, you can save up to 3 lives. So that's how that comes into play, because of the different components of how it's split up.
You talk about a bag of blood. How long does that take?
So it's actually pretty quick and easy. So it's a painless process, really. They check your ID when you walk in the door, where you have to then answer a few health-related questions, where then our techs will go back with you and take your blood pressure and temperature and other such vitals. And then you're actually in the chair, the donor chair, and that only takes about 20 minutes, actually donating the blood itself. And then afterwards, you actually get to eat the cookies and have all the goodies that come along with actually being a blood donor.
The cookies. We want the cookies. And something good to drink, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Then we go into Carowinds, which will be Scarowinds that night.
Yes.
Friday the 13th. But I guess Scarowinds is open for a certain, you know, up until what, Halloween?
I believe so. I think they're open through Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. So don't get scared. Give some blood. When it comes to our local hospitals, how much do they transfuse? How many units do you think they transfuse?
So some of our regional hospitals transfuse about 400 units every day. So that blood supply needs to be constant and regular. So it's really the people that are helping today are going to be saving those lives tomorrow and into the coming weeks. So it's making sure we have a ready blood supply for those patients that are going to be coming in.
Because if we give on Friday, that blood will probably be used quickly.
Yes, so it could potentially be very quickly. But just like other products that are in your pantry or things you buy at the grocery store, blood does have a shelf life. So we do want to make sure we're being cautious of that date of when the blood was actually collected. But our hospitals are very good about making sure that our patients are receiving the best blood product and within that expiration date. What actually makes us such a successful organization are the partners and organizations we work with in our community. They are truly the lifeline that are speaking to their members of their organizations or talking to their employees and really spreading the word on the need for blood. So they are the boots on the ground that are truly helping us spread the word of the need for blood in our local communities. So yes, we have numerous company partnerships and nonprofit partnerships that host blood drives regularly. We have truly, truly a great support network.
Dedicated.
Yes, yes.
If we want to come out to this event Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Do we need to call or go online? There's options for both, right?
Yes. So we definitely encourage people to make appointments for the blood drive to be able to make sure we have enough staffing available and we're able to process you in a good amount of time so you're not sitting out in the heat waiting to donate blood. So we do encourage you to make an appointment that works best for you. So you can go online to oneblood.org/scarowinds or give us a call at 1-888-9-DONATE to help set up your appointment as well.
So if we've got this civic group, this book group, this whatever group, we can sign up.
Yes, yes. And appointments are recommended, but you don't have to have an appointment. We do accept walk-ins as well. But know that there'll be a lot of donors there that day, especially the opening day of Scarowinds. They expect to have a lot of people there at the park as a whole. So I'm sure we'll have a great donor presence that day. And we're really excited about the event.
Yeah, so make an appointment because you got nurses. I mean, you have to staff this thing.
Yes, we have to make sure we have enough phlebotomists to be able to take care of everyone. Yes.
Got it. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Sweet strawberry icing.